Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with lots of political news, particularly regarding the ongoing fight for the Republican nomination. There is a new candidate who is rising in the polls, shockingly, and now is in third place for the Republicans. The Morning Consult just released the first poll of the GOP presidential field that actually meets the Republican National Committee's criteria for qualifying for the party's August primary debate. In other words, on a number of big national polls, you have to have at least 1% on all three of them. And there are a number of candidates who have already qualified on this first poll, but one of the candidates who is a surprise there because he's running third. And I think most people would only think of him as running 10th normally. We'll get to that. There's also a shift from Ron DeSantis among some of the most formidable donors in the Republican Party to another candidate. Which candidate is that? We will get to that. And there is a powerful piece that says that both President Biden and former President Trump are acting like babies and idiots by refusing to actually debate their rivals and to show the American people what they have planned for the next 4 years, which is one of the things that these debates do. Is that an accurate designation, that this is missing an opportunity, or does it make sense that Trump is so far ahead, that Biden is so far ahead in his battle for the nomination, that he shouldn't waste time, either one of them, with debates? We will get to that issue. We'll also be speaking soon with my brother Jonathan Medved in Jerusalem about what is going on with Israel. There's a speech by the Israeli president that is coming up here in the United States. Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog, Isaac Herzog, as he's known in the United States, will be speaking to a joint session of Congress next week. And already there are some members of Congress who are saying they will refuse to attend. What's interesting about that is that Herzog is part of a moderating influence on the current government. They say all the time, whenever they talk about the government in Israel, the new government, it's the most right-wing, it is the most religious of all the governments in Israel's history. Well, Isaac Herzog, who is the president of Israel, not the prime minister, the president, which is mostly a figurehead role, but he has been a moderating influence, and particularly on this judicial reform. So the idea that people are boycotting his speech to Congress says something about not their hatred of one faction in Israel, but their hatred of Israel, period. We will get to that as well. The big headline over at Politico, and it is a headline, it seems to me, that is very much worth noting, is top donors souring on DeSantis start looking at Tim Scott. And Tim Scott has not begun to rise in the polling the way that Vivek Ramaswamy has. And I'm not kidding. You'd assume that people have trouble with his name. They have trouble with the fact that he has never been involved in politics before. But hey, the guy who won 8 years ago in 2016 had also never been involved as a candidate in politics before. But Vivek Ramaswamy is 37 years old. He actually has more money than Trump actually did, but we will see about where that goes. He is now third, according to the Morning Consult poll, with 8% of the vote, ahead of people like Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and, yes, Tim Scott. They say at Politico, with Ron DeSantis stalling in the Republican presidential primary, some wealthy donors who had hoped he could beat Donald Trump are now giving Tim Scott a serious look. A billionaire businessman, Ronald Lauder, the Estee Lauder makeup heir who's supported Trump in 2020, recently flew down to South Carolina to meet with Senator Scott, the state's junior senator and long-shot presidential candidate, according to three people aware of the late June meeting. The meeting comes amid widespread angst among wealthy GOP backers about the emerging 2024 field, and DeSantis's bumpy start in particular. Many high-dollar donors in Trump's native New York City have tired of the former president and worry about his general election chances. By the way, I know personally one of those donors, and to say that they're tired of Trump is not right. They're terrified of Trump. And they're terrified that he could have the effect on the Republican Party that he did in the election of 2022. Where, remember, everybody was talking about this massive red wave, and it turned out that most of those candidates, except for J.D. Vance, who were closely associated with Trump, got wiped out. And that clearly, if you take a look at the way that the American people feel about President Trump, he has a solid base of support, but it is nowhere close to a majority and nowhere close to being competitive with the people who would go over to the Democratic side. In other words, being tired of President Trump is not the same as being worried that he's going to take the whole Republican Party down to defeat. During their nearly hour-long discussion at a restaurant in Daniel Island, just outside of Charleston, Ronnie Lauder and Senator Scott discussed what the senator sees as his path to victory. The two have spoken since that initial meeting, including in recent days, according to a person familiar with the conversation. Lauder, who declined to comment on the meeting, plans to get together with Scott again as he decides whether to cut him a check, one of the three people confirmed. He's also interested in speaking with other candidates. Lauder's surveying of the field appears sparked by his souring on DeSantis. He had donated $200,000 to DeSantis' first gubernatorial run in 2018 and another $10,000 to a super PAC supporting his reelection last year. And DeSantis visited Ronnie Lauder several months ago to pitch his candidacy. Andy Sabin, who is another media mogul and a Republican contributor, said, "A lot of donors that I've met are all curious and want to meet Tim," meaning Scott, "and see what he's all about. He's the one guy running who's got some personality and charisma. His delivery is terrific." I think that's true. Sabin was originally planning to support DeSantis' White House bid, but shifted allegiance to Scott during the spring. In an interview with Politico on Wednesday, that would be yesterday, Sabin said he is planning to host a fundraiser for Scott next month at his home in the Hamptons. He's donated the maximum allowable amount to Scott's campaign and said he intends to give to his super PAC. Sabin applauded Scott's personal responsiveness, saying the candidate texts back when he reaches out. Despite doing business in North Dakota and being contacted by Governor Doug Burgum's presidential campaign, Sabin said he is sticking with Scott. He cited an aggressive state law Burgum signed that bans nearly all abortions. Scott has also supported abortion restrictions, saying he would sign the most conservative abortion bill that would reach his desk. But he has not explicitly stated his support for a national ban earlier than 15 weeks of pregnancy. Tim Scott said he would definitely sign a 20-week abortion ban. And this makes a difference to people. There's a big new Gallup poll that talks about where Americans really do stand on abortion. We will get to that and more about missing debates and dissing the leaders of the Iowa Republican Party. That at least the accusation against President Trump. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sway people, you know it.
I'm trying.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were talking about where Tim Scott stands on the abortion issue. One of the difficulties that apparently that these Governor DeSantis is having with some of the people who want to support him is that he signed a bill in the state of Florida that would cut off any access to abortion except for the life of the mother and, I believe, for rape and incest. But basically would cut off any availability of abortions beyond 6 weeks. And of course, as many people pointed out, for a lot of people, they get beyond 6 weeks without even knowing they're pregnant. So that is not a popular stand on abortion. There's a big new Gallup poll about where do Americans really stand on abortion. And they point out that most Americans believe abortion should be legal to some degree, particularly in the first trimester. The majority also disagree with the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, thus returning discretion over the legality of abortion to the states. At the same time, majorities think that second and third trimester abortions should generally not be legal. Okay, what this indicates is something that we've talked about on this show before. Americans are not clear in terms of abortion is always wrong and always should be illegal and it should be banned entirely. Or the other extreme, that abortion is always acceptable and right up until the very moment of birth, go ahead. People should go ahead because that baby has no rights and the mother does have the right. Well, people don't believe in either of the extremes. According to Gallup's May 2023 update on Americans' abortion views, 34% say abortion should be legal under all circumstances. That's the Democratic Party point of view. That's a third of the country that buys that. But 51%, a majority, say it should be legal only under certain circumstances. 13% say it should be illegal in all circumstances. In other words, no abortion, period, even very early in the pregnancy. And this also pertains to abortion pills. A follow-up question was asked of those who took the middle position, that think that abortion should be legal under certain circumstances. That means that that 36% favor it in only a few circumstances. The result is 47% of U.S. adults who say they favor expansive abortion rights, to have abortion legal or in all or in most cases, but 49%, slightly more, want more restrictive, quote, rights to abortion, so it's legal in only a few or no cases. When asked about the legality of abortion at different stages of pregnancy, two-thirds of Americans say it should be legal in the first trimester, while support drops to 37% for the second trimester, a huge difference, and only 22%. So 80% of Americans do not believe in abortion in the third trimester. Majorities oppose abortion being legal in the second trimester, 55% against that, and third trimester, 70% want abortions to be illegal in the third trimester. So what that means is that for these candidates who are trying to determine a position, the position that has been taken by Mike Pence, which is the strongest, most uncompromising pro-life decision, he has even been explicit in saying that he opposes abortion when the doctors say that a baby is not viable. The idea here is that part of the reason that I think that those of us who favored the Dobbs decision favored it is because it gave the rights back to voters. It gave the rights back to ordinary Americans to form their opinions, to work through their elected representatives, And not to have a one-size-fits-all extreme position of all pro-life or all pro-choice. And the difficulty has been that since Dobbs was adjudicated, there has been so much bickering and arguing and misunderstanding, and state by state by state by state, it has, I think for a lot of Americans, they'd rather just not think about abortion or be so involved with the issue. And that's why they have in this new Gallup poll, the majority of people say they disagree with the Dobbs decision, because before the Dobbs decision, unless you were an activist on one side or another, you didn't really have to think about abortion that much. Now people do. So we're talking before about this new poll, the Morning Consult poll, which is the first poll indicating who's going to be qualified to stand up there for the debate. Morning Consult released the first poll of the GOP presidential field that meets the Republican National Committee's criteria for qualifying for the party's August primary debate in Milwaukee. The people who qualified already, and in the order in which they placed in this poll, Donald Trump, of course, the leader, Ron DeSantis, of course, the primary challenger right now, but surging in a surprising extent is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's third. He's ahead of Mike Pence. He's ahead of Nikki Haley. He's ahead of Tim Scott. And he's ahead of Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson. But all of those names I mentioned to you, including Asa Hutchinson, including, yes, Chris Christie, all met or surpassed the 1% threshold. But GOP hopefuls will need to earn at least 1% support in two more national polls, or one more national and one state poll, and garner 40,000 individual donors to qualify for the debate. Christie and Scott both announced yesterday that they had met the donor requirements. That's very good news for Senator Scott. It's also good news for Governor Christie. Governor Christie had made a big pitch to get people to donate to him, because they don't have to donate a lot, just to make sure that he gets on the debate stage. And I think that there are a lot of people who love politics who would love to see that confrontation between Christie and Donald J. Trump. But what about the ongoing debates in Israel, which are so bitter? And are they, in fact, existential? And the Biden administration getting more and more involved. What does it mean? We'll talk about that with my brother Jonathan Medved in Jerusalem, coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says Vladimir Putin is at the crossroads in his war in Ukraine.
There is no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. He's already lost that war.
Speaking alongside his counterpart in Finland, Biden said he doesn't believe the Russian president could maintain the war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. A prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. Phoenix has seen 13 straight days of temperatures of at least 110 degrees. In Las Vegas, temperatures will hit 116 for more than one day. And one of the world's hottest spots, Death Valley, could hit a scorching 130 degrees. The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close as the Secret Service was unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered the West Executive Avenue entrance, the Secret Service could not pinpoint a person of interest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's more reporting on the continued turmoil in the state of Israel. Thousands of protesters gathered earlier today outside the main U.S. diplomatic offices in Tel Aviv. That's not the embassy. The embassy is now in Jerusalem. But Tel Aviv, of course, is an even bigger city than Jerusalem. And it's, by the way, a city that leans much more to the left in Israeli politics. And this evening, on Thursday night, people were gathered around the main U.S. diplomatic offices calling on the U.S. to condemn Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or his plan to overhaul the country's judiciary. The gathering came days after President Joe Biden called members of Netanyahu's far-right government extreme and said that supporters of Israel's West Bank settlements were part of the problem. Now, given the fact that it's very close to evenly divided in Israel in terms of support for West Bank settlements, and probably a majority of people do support at least some of these cities, because they're not settlements. It's not like Fort Apache out here. There are places like Male Adumim, which are population 70,000 and have been there since the 1970s. And basically they have cemeteries and synagogues and schools and universities. And the idea that these are just settlements that have to be wiped out, or saying that people who support the settlements or live in the settlements are part of the problem, is it really a good idea for the President of the United States either politically or in any other way, to get involved with Israeli domestic politics. It's so confusing for Americans when you hear about these different bills. There was one bill that was passed by the Knesset, by the parliament. And by the way it works in Israel, that bill has to come up two more times. They have to do it three times to make sure they got it right. And it was a bill that basically said that it wasn't enough for a Supreme Court to strike down an action by the parliament if they thought it was unreasonable. It had to have more of a legal basis. Now, you can't say quite as clearly as you do in the United States it's unconstitutional, because there's no written constitution in Israel. But there is an accumulation of what they call basic laws that really do provide for the basis for finding and declaring those bills unreasonable. The unreasonable standard is now withdrawn. And that's created, literally, they had over 100,000 people in different parts of Israel and 10,000 people at Ben-Gurion Airport, which, by the way, they're very proud they didn't shut down the airport. But with all of this going on, it's very, very difficult to see how the United States gains by getting directly involved. Also concerning news from Israel, President Abu Mazen, that's the way he's known familiarly, his formal name is Mahmoud Abbas. He is the president of the Palestinian Authority, who is going into, I think it's the 17th year of his four-year term. He suspended elections. And he suspended elections after being elected the first time because it clearly that was going against him. He made his first visit in years to the city of Jenin, which is they say in the reports from the U.S., the battle-scarred and impoverished Palestinian city in the north of the Israeli-occupied West Bank that was a target of a two-day raid by the Israeli military last week. Mr. Abbas's visit was an effort to demonstrate to both Israelis and Palestinians that he retains authority and control over Jenin, a city in which his security forces are passive spectators to street battles between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian militias opposed to his rule. Now, all of this, okay, do you realize what I just said here is like so wildly confusing? Because officially, Jenin is part of that more than 40% of the so-called West Bank that is supposed to be under the control of the Palestinian Authority. It's not supposed to be under the control of Hamas. It's not supposed to be under the control of militias. It's not supposed to be under the control of Israel. It's under the control of the Palestinian Authority, and they have security forces. They had more than 1,000 Palestinian security forces who went out to protect Mahmoud Abbas when he visited Jenin, because he is not popular there, and they were afraid of people from Islamic Jihad or from Hamas or from other radical groups who would do some damage or violence against Abu Mazen. So the difficulty that you have here is that Israel has been so closely divided, and they've had five elections in less than 5 years. And the question is, at what point will they have a new election, given how controversial this new government is? For President Biden,
to go out of his way to condemn members of the Netanyahu government. The question here then becomes, will Republicans, whoever the Republican candidate is who gets to run against President Biden, would Republicans have a good idea, a clever idea to go ahead and criticize Biden for not supporting Netanyahu? No, politically it's probably not a good idea, because right now if you ask most American Jews, the surveys of most American Jews is they also are very dubious people who follow it at all about the current Netanyahu government. Which brings us back to this other decision that was made by Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota. She said there's no way in hell she will attend Israeli President Isaac Herzog's address to a joint session of Congress next week. Well, why not? Ilhan Omar is not a Palestinian. She has no connection with Palestine other than her, she's Somali. And she is a Somali immigrant to the United States. She obviously has done very well in this country. I don't think she's done well at all in Congress. But the idea that she feels so profoundly as one of the three Muslim members of the United States House of Representatives, she feels so profoundly hostile to the state of Israel that she won't even give the respect to attend a joint session of Congress and a speech by Isaac Herzog, which, by the way, he's a wonderful speaker and a moderate in every way in Israeli politics. We will get back to that and to the future in American politics, particularly regarding the crucial, all-important, for Donald Trump, certainly, Iowa caucuses coming up January 15th. That coming up on the MedVed Show, and more.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVed and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved, or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, just to be fair, Ilhan Omar's comments on why she is not attending the joint session of Congress in which the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, is going to be speaking next week. She says we should not be inviting the president of Israel, a government who under its current prime minister barred the first two Muslim women elected to Congress from visiting the country, to give a joint address to Congress. She tweeted that in all caps. Now, they did not prohibit Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from coming to visit Israel because they're Muslim. There are 20% of the Israeli population is Muslim. They're Muslim Palestinian Arabs. And they have full rights. They serve, by the way, on the Supreme Court that is so controversial. There is a justice on the Supreme Court who's Muslim and Arab. And she's making it sound as if they were discriminated against because they're Muslim. They're not. They're discriminated against because they both have taken the position that they don't believe that Israel should exist or has a right to exist, and which is a radical position to take to a country that for 75 years has been a member of the United Nations and has had its independence and sovereignty recognized around the world, except not by Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Now very glad to connect with my brother Jonathan Medved, who is the principal of Our Crowd, which is a crowd-sourced venture capitalist operation. It's done a great deal to help the high-tech revolution in Israel. John, I know it's late. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
Well, my question would be, right now there apparently were demonstrators in the U.S. facility in Tel Aviv representing the United States demanding that President Biden get more involved in Israeli domestic politics and condemn the Netanyahu administration. Do you think on any level that's a good idea for Joe Biden?
Look, right now, Israel's going through a very, very serious political moment. And it's not easy, especially being someone who's of moderate opinions. there is a huge, unprecedented protest movement of the kind that we've never seen in Israel before, and especially strong in my industry, the high-tech industry, and doing things that are unprecedented, such as turning to forces abroad and saying, you know, please intervene in our domestic political affairs. And this is sort of unprecedented, as is the call by former prime ministers and whatnot to elite units such as pilots or special forces people to not show up for reserve duty, which is sort of the holy of the holies in this country. So we're in unprecedented times, but the Israeli democracy is alive and kicking, and I think that America gets the ability to weigh in on this stuff, given how important the relationship is. And I think that each president will look at it differently, and I think the Biden administration is pretty much making its opinions pretty clear.
Right, and its opinions would be that they should follow the path that seems to have been recommended by President Herzog, who is going to be speaking at a joint session of Congress next week, which is that there needs to be some judicial reform, some reform of the Supreme Court, but it should be reform that is as moderate as possible. Why is it
It has to be consensual, Michael. The key issue is, remember, Israel doesn't have a constitution. And many of us believe that's a flaw and something that needs to be fixed. And we were hoping that maybe, we're entering Israel's constitutional moment. But clearly, without the constitution, one has to be very careful when you start to change the rules of the game in a fundamental way. And I think that President Herzog was correct in trying to seek common ground in the middle and to negotiate this, because you can't just say, sorry, most of the elites in the country, in this one you don't get a say. On the other hand, I think that many of the elites are not realizing the sense of disenfranchisement that people on the right or of a traditional religious outlook have felt relative to the Supreme Court.
And, again, relative to the Supreme Court, that doesn't mean a threat to religious freedom in any way, which seems to be safeguarded by the Supreme Court, not just for the Haredim, for the so-called ultra-Orthodox, but for the 20% of Israel that's Muslim, too, right?
But what's going on at the moment is that the current battle is over this rule of reasonableness, because there is no constitutional guidance in the lack of a constitution. Therefore, the court has claimed that, well, we have the ability of determining whether a decision made is reasonable. So, for example, recently the court prevented the appointment of Aryeh Deri, a coalition partner for Netanyahu, under the grounds that it was unreasonable. And on the coalition side, they come back and say, well, this is exactly the source of the problem, which is you have a court who can now legislate or decide that whatever the legislature has legislated is no longer valid on no basis of constitutional law, but on reasonableness.
Well, the reasonableness of Aryeh Deri had been in prison, hadn't he?
Yes, and had been investigated and found guilty several times. And it's a whole long story. But the bottom line is,
so it's not entirely unreasonable to say that that's an unreasonable appointment.
It was unreasonable, right? But what's weird about this is how close these countries are, the U.S. and Israel, that the U.S. is weighing in on an issue which is really an internal Israeli issue. But on the other hand, Israel is very split. And I think a healthy and open debate, as long as it's not violent and whatnot, is very positive.
there's a new ABC News report
since U.S. intelligence assessment says Iran is not currently developing nuclear weapons? Does that help you sleep better at night, brother?
I wasn't losing sleep before.
Why not?
This is way above my pay grade. I got plenty to worry about in the high-tech world and saving the planet.
Okay, but right now in terms of Iran, I mean, as you know, over here, one of the bases for President Trump's indictment on top-secret documents has to do with documents that had to do with an invasion of Iran. With everything else going on in Israel, there's less talk about a military strike against Iran.
First of all, I think the less talk there is about that subject in general is probably a good idea.
Okay.
I don't think we get any help by talking about it. There are things that need to be done, and I'm assuming that the people and relying on the people in charge to do them, but to talk about them beforehand, probably not a great idea.
Okay, and in terms of talking about things beforehand, is there push, given the level of division now, for another election? John, you there?
Hello.
Hi.
No,
I was just asking.
Go ahead.
We have just moments. But is there push for another election to help resolve some of these deep difficulties?
Not in the cards, because there's a 64-seat majority against a new election.
And that means that there will be continued demonstrations and debates and discussions, something that Jewish people are pretty well known for, that will be going on in the state of Israel. I hope you get a good night's sleep and look forward to seeing you out here when you're visiting our part of the world, which is going to be soon, God willing. My brother Jonathan Medved, who is the president and founder of Our Crowd, and what a pleasure speaking to him about that other great nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.